This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Some Democratic lawmakers, including the top Senate Democrat, who viewed conditions at some detention centers at the southern border over the weekend, they've come back saying that they saw horrific conditions. And President Trump and other Republicans say they're glad the Democrats have finally seen the light. Senator Martha McSally, an Arizona Republican, saying,
glad the Democrats and Chuck Schumer finally see there is a crisis at the border. They need to come to the table now and work with us to solve it.
President Trump's actually praising the Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer after he visits the border, saying on a tweet that he'd like to set up a meeting with Schumer ASAP. The heat wave blame for at least three deaths is finally starting to break. Some strong storms could reach into the eastern seaboard today, signaling a change in the weather. This is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor, and in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members, and Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs, and that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people. And if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different. And there's more than 400,000 people now know when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Eight people injured when lightning strikes Florida's Clearwater Beach yesterday afternoon. One of those victims in critical condition after suffering a direct hit causing him to go into cardiac arrest. Another six of the eight people suffered burns. Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens passed away last week at 99. Today, his body lies in repose at the U.S. Supreme Court in Washington. Justice Elena Kagan saying it was hard to fill his shoes when he left the court. She also says he was a brilliant man with legal gifts and talents,
which he combined with a deep devotion to the rule of law and a deep commitment to equal justice.
A funeral for Stevens is tomorrow, and then he'll be buried at Arlington National Cemetery. Amid ongoing tensions with Washington, Iran claims to have shut down a spy ring, saying it arrested 17 people who'd been recruited by the CIA. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Credit reporting company Equifax is agreeing to pay as much as $650 million to settle state and federal investigations into an enormous data breach in 2017. It compromised 143 million Americans' personal information, right down to Social Security numbers. Three original NASA videotapes of the Apollo 11 moon landing sold at auction over the weekend for over $1.8 million. The tapes put up for sale at Sotheby's 50 years to the day after the historic first steps on the moon were recorded. The tapes have a runtime of nearly 2.5 hours. They show the entire moonwalk as Mission Control viewed it. The Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, New York, has six new members after the Sunday inductions of Mariano Rivera, Edgar Martinez, Mike Mussina, Lee Smith, the late Roy Halladay, and a soft-spoken man by the name of Harold Baines. More on his induction from USA Radio's Rick Vincent.
He tells the MLB Network,
"Well, you asked me why I never have been outspoken or said very much. Think of my dad and the lesson he passed on me many years ago. Words can be empty. Few speak louder, and sometimes they echo forever."
He played 22 seasons for the White Sox, Rangers, Athletics, Orioles, and Indians. He was a six-time All-Star and twice won the Outstanding Designated Hitter Award.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, just like that. It's been a lot of fun, and we keep it going here. Got a real story for you. A one-time abortionist, an abortion doctor, has now joined 40 Days for Life full-time. 40 Days for Life, you may remember if you saw the movie Unplanned, is the pro-life organization that holds peaceful prayer vigils outside of abortion clinics twice a year. Sean Carney, who's been on with us, was pleased to make this announcement. He's the president of 40 Days for Life. And, you know, we're waiting right now to get connected with Dr. Robinson. Dr. Robinson is a black American, and he grew up in Southern California, went to school in Los Angeles, and so up until, I guess it was 1986, before he became a Christian, he was, you know, he was an abortion doctor. And so it's going to be quite curious and enlightening to hear his story as to what happened to him. And as we realize, you know, in the whole abortion industry, a lot of doctors are being, a lot of doctors, I mean, you know, whatever doctors remaining that do, you know, they do provide abortion services, there's not many. And you find the story of doctors traveling, you know, states, being sent out, and they will go into a state and be there for a long shift and do abortions because I mean, it is a contrast for the oath that they take to do no harm, and here they know that they're doing harm, and you can only imagine what kind of impact that must have on their conscience. Because, you know, unlike Abby Johnson, who happened to walk in, she was actually invited to go into a procedural room and saw an abortion taking place and saw firsthand what happens, how a child is sucked out of the womb and the child's reaction to that. You know, that's one thing. But when you're a doctor and you are doing these abortions, and it has to create a natural conflict for the very oath that you take. Well, Dr. Haywood Robinson joins us now. Dr. Robinson, honored to have you with us. How you doing?
Oh, I'm blessed. Thanks for having me on your show today.
Well, good to have you here. I was just inviting time, giving a little bit of background as to what was going on. I mean, you became a Christian in 1986. Up to that time, you were providing abortion services. And as I stated to the audience, it's not like all doctors do this. I mean, it is a limited and I might say a dying breed of doctors that provide this. So because I think that part of the deal, and you know better, I mean, you're a doctor, you take the oath to do no harm, the Hippocratic Oath, and you participate in abortions. I mean, you've got to really set aside a lot of your conscience to do an abortion, do you not?
Oh, yes, you do have to do that. Just to give you a little bit of a background, yes, I was involved with abortion up until the early 1980s. I was taught to do them during my residency training in Southern California. Mm-hmm. Abortions were performed in the hospital. After doing 1 year in residency, you're able to obtain your license, and I was able to then do abortions, moonlighting there in Los Angeles. There were numerous abortion clinics all around. So the question is, well, how did I go about doing that, even though there's this oath to first do no harm as a basic mm-hmm. edict that we practice under? But you have four tenets of the Hippocratic Oath that basically state that you will not divulge information between you and the patient. That's patient confidentiality. Mm-hmm. That you would not have sexual relations with the patient. You would not be involved with euthanasia. And, of course, you would not perform abortions. But we've got to remember that in 1973, Roe versus Wade was passed and essentially made abortion legal throughout the United States. Now, you ask yourself, well, if we're physicians, if we're ministers of the healing arts, mm-hmm. why should it be just because the Supreme Court passes a case that says you can do abortions, why would doctors buy in wholesale into this? Mm-hmm. Well, I think it just shows that physicians are, unfortunately, in some ways, not much different from any Jane Doe or John Doe on the street. I think what we did in medicine was a gross, gross betrayal of public trust and a basic culture that we had since the Hippocratic Oath was written in about 400 B.C.
Let me ask you, has the Hippocratic Oath been adjusted since then to eliminate executing abortions?
Well, that's a very good question. If you go to a medical school graduation now, what you have is the fake oath. You know, we talk about news and fake news.
Right. Now you got a fake oath?
You got a fake oath that basically says you're going to practice medicine, be nice, and obey the law. So if the law changes and says that, you know, we can have sex with our patients, then I guess that means we can have sex with our patients.
Okay. Or do euthanasia. You can do euthanasia, right?
Yeah. Well, we are doing it. It's happening all in numerous countries around the world. And when we talk about abortion, we've got to remind our audience that abortion is a global holocaust.
Yes.
In the United States, we're only doing about 15% of the global abortions. This is the one war that is a true world war where all the countries are against innocent party, the preborn child.
Unbelievable. Do we have a number? I know in America, routinely, it's always an estimate because those numbers, you know, privacy issues, whatever, obviously, and because of the political hot plate that it is, estimated roughly 62 million babies have been aborted since Roe v. Wade. Do we have a number in terms globally of what that could be?
Yes. Well, yeah, before I give that estimate, I think the audience should know that abortion facilities, doctors lie. We lie about the number that is done, and we have significant underreporting. So that 60 million might be somewhat of an understatement. But we're looking at probably, about 20 to 25 million abortions a year happening worldwide. That may be a slight understatement, but yes, it's hard to wrap your mind around how big that is. And we probably lost somewhere above a billion lives over the past 3 to 4 decades due to abortion.
Now, same thing overseas, Dr. Robinson, as far as a lot of these clinics targeted to the less thans, the poor of the area?
Yes, you'll find that in this country, you'll find abortion facilities being placed close to minority areas.
I'll tell you, we've got to go to break, Dr. Robinson, so forgive me. Short pause, ladies and gentlemen. We've got more from Dr. Haywood Robinson and his story right here on Bill Martinez Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, just the way you like to hear from us, fresh and independent every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Dr. Haywood Robinson continues with us, a former abortion doctor who is, it's been announced that by Sean Carney, the president of 40 Days for Life, has joined 40 Days for Life full-time. 40 Days is a pro-life organization and holds peaceful prayer vigils outside of abortion clinics twice a year. Dr. Robinson, you were saying earlier, and I want to make sure I got this right, that there's some 25 million abortions estimated per year. Does that include the United States, or is that just outside of the United States?
Yeah, that includes the United States.
So 25 million, and we're talking since Roe v. Wade, So we know abortions were happening well before Roe v. Wade anyway, but since Roe v. Wade, the best estimate, as you say, is about a billion. And what we find, like here in this country, is that these abortion clinics are targeted to the poor areas and certainly with, you know, people of color. And for you, when you were in the hospital and you were conducting abortions, did you notice the inordinate number of, you know, black women that were coming in for abortions?
Well, in my particular case, I was training in South Central Los Angeles, where I grew up, which is a predominantly black area. So we had very few white patients. It's mostly black and Hispanic. We're talking about, you know, Compton area.
Right.
So just, you know, you weren't going to have a very cosmopolitan demographic.
So it's not like it's going to stand out for you because you're saying, well, I'm serving the community and this is the community. So, and I grew up in Southern California, so I know exactly where you were at. So.
That's right. You said something earlier that I think our audience needs to be aware of. You were talking about these transient or itinerant doctors. The number of abortionists available for the facilities they use has been significantly decreasing over the past three decades. So what you have, let's just say, for instance, here in College Station, Texas, which is about 100 miles north of Houston, the doctor that would come here once a week would also go to Waco, which is 100 miles away from here, would also go to Austin, which is 100 miles in another direction. You also have doctors, particularly the ones that do the late-term abortions, travel from state to state, from maybe like Idaho down to Maryland. They'll get on a plane and do three to four stops within a week. It's unfortunate what we see and what the facilities will do to get and to find doctors to do this. But we also need to make our audience aware that several states are now allowing non-physicians to perform abortions. Nurse practitioners and physician assistants are indeed legally performing abortions in several states in our country.
Wow. What kind of risk? I mean, I read every week, Dr. Robinson, where a clinic has, you know, has had to call an ambulance to come in and pick up a woman. Of course, they do everything they can to keep that quiet. But there's not a week that goes by where you're not hearing of this. So the whole idea that it would be rare and safe and legal, particularly the safe aspect, not necessarily so. And I think that would increase the risk if you have a non-medical person, a doctor, let's say a licensed doctor, doing these procedures. I mean, are they that so academic? But I would say the empirical evidence would say they're not so academic and so basic, like as if you're trying to, you know, remove a skin tag, that any, you know, medical assistant could do the job.
Well, the performing of a first trimester abortion technically is not overly complicated. The reason you go to medical school and spend a lot of time in residency is not so much just to learn to do a procedure. It's what you do when you get into trouble. What do you do when you perforate the uterus? Are you even going to be aware that you have? And that's the trouble you get in when you have people that aren't adequately trained doing these procedures. Now, abortion, is it safe? Well, first off, we've got to recognize it's never safe for the baby.
Right.
You have an extremely small number of babies that have survived abortion, and now, as we've heard in the news, the pro-aborts don't even want to allow the babies to live that survive abortion.
Right.
So
We'll just give them comfort care, right?
Yeah, right. I mean, if I would have heard what that Dr. Governor said out of his own mouth, I wouldn't believe it. You have a person who's supposed to be using their hands to give care and comfort, and to say that these same hands are supposed to kill babies, it's just a sad thing to see. What the audience needs to be aware of, for a doctor to do an abortion, the first thing that has to happen in your mind, and you're not conscious of this, the baby must be dehumanized in your mind. In other words, what you're doing, you're not really killing a baby. Now, you know from simple embryology and biology one that the human being begins its physical development when the sperm meets the egg. We start out as one cell, and by this miraculous method, our process, after 40 weeks, you have a living, breathing human being. It's an absolute miracle when you
Isn't
think
it?
About it.
Right, exactly.
Absolute miracle. Absolute miracle. So what we do as physicians, we say, oh, well, that's not, you're not really human. And, you know, this is a procedure that's legal. And, you know, we can look back historically how we've done that, not just to preborn children in our country, And not only our country, other countries, when you practice the slave trade, you make that person no longer human, and then it's okay to put them in a boat and for several weeks, take them across the Atlantic while they're chained down for weeks in their own excrement, and then sell them as property. But you have to dehumanize
exactly
that person in your mind, and then you're able to do that with somewhat save your conscience a bit.
Well, and historically, when you look back in the history of man, a lot of these were conquered. I mean, these were conquered individuals, and when you were conquered, you became less than. That is has been the tradition of man. Thank God for Western civilization and advancement of humanity in some regards, but yet I guess we're reluctant to buy into this this idea that all men are created equal.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, when we look at our framers' documents, and I won't recite the entire preamble, but it is there. It says, to ourselves and our posterity. What the framers recognize, that there's not only the class of the living, but it's the class of our future.
Exactly.
That has to be protected so that our core values, our culture, our country, we all have the same equal protection under the law.
Well, Dr. Robinson, we've only got about a minute and a half left. I got to have you back because I really enjoyed this time that we had together to talk about this important topic. But I want to get in this last minute and a half that we have together a little bit of your story. I understand it was in 1986 where your whole world was turned upside down and you became a new creation.
Right. Well, yes, somewhat of an atypical testimony. I was going to a Leon Patillo concert at the church that I now attend, have attended for 33 years, and where I've been discipled. And during that concert, there was prayer. I came to know the Lord. One of the first things that happened after the Lord saved me was that he convicted me and my wife, who was a co-regent and worked with me on this, doing abortions, was our past an abortion, and he turned us into pro-life warriors. My first pro-life work was with pregnancy health centers, and that's where it started, and now I'm part of 40 Days of Life full-time. I retired from private practice, family practice, on June the 28th, 3 weeks ago, and I'm looking forward to, for the rest of my life and my
Amen.
While I have my health, to work toward this war on babies. We've got to stop the war on babies.
Amen. We'll leave it there, and to be continued. Look forward to having you back. Dr. Heywood Robinson, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Doctor. Appreciate
Attention
it.
Attention timeshare owners. Are high maintenance fees driving you crazy? Well, how would you like to rent or even sell your timeshare and eliminate your maintenance fees? Now you can by making one quick call to Timeshares by Owner, a national company with an A+ BBB rating that's specializes in helping consumers sell or rent their timeshares. And if you call right now, we'll give you a free timeshare market evaluation and explain to you our exclusive double your money back guarantee. Now, you don't need to be wasting money on a timeshare you don't always use. You can rent or even sell it. Call right now and get your free market report and learn about our industry-leading double your money back guarantee. Learn your options now on how to sell or rent your timeshare and eliminate most of the cost and headaches. Call now. 800-715-6093. 800-715-6093. That's 800-715-6093.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Some Democratic lawmakers, including the top Senate Democrat, who viewed conditions at some detention centers at the southern border over the weekend, they've come back saying that they saw horrific conditions. And President Trump and other Republicans say they're glad the Democrats have finally seen the light. Senator Martha McSally, an Arizona Republican, saying,
glad the Democrats and Chuck Schumer finally see there is a crisis at the border. They need to come to the table now and work with us to solve it.
President Trump's actually praising the Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer after he visits the border, saying on a tweet that he'd like to set up a meeting with Schumer ASAP. The heat wave blame for at least three deaths is finally starting to break. Some strong storms could reach into the eastern seaboard today, signaling a change in the weather. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. Right now, when it comes to taxes and America's budget, the nationally recognized expert on tax limitation, tax and spend, and budgetary issues is the one and only Lou Euler, and he's with us every week just about, and we really appreciate his time and insight. Hey, Lou, welcome to the show. Always good to have you with us. How are you?
Bill, it's a joy to join you every week, and talk about these key things for the future of America. You bet.
Well, a lot of good news, and we heard it the other night in North Carolina. The president just went down the list off the top of his head. I mean, it was like no prompter needed. Let's just talk about the victories that America's been enjoying under this rather robust and winning administration.
No, that's right. But the problem we confront is that the national media will not tell that story.
Right.
Trump tells it beautifully, but there's a limit to the people who are listening to him and give these speeches around the country. And what we must do, and the polls demonstrated this the last time, is that our good results from tax reform legislation were not understood by the people. They believe the New York Times, Washington Post lies that only the corporations, the wealthy, and Wall Street benefited, whereas H&R Block has announced that the average person for whom they have done their tax reform has gained a 25% gain as a result of tax reform. Well,
it's hard to refute that. See, this is the problem. The fake news media can continue to spew out their fake news, but they're losing credibility every day. Because how do you hide a 25% gain in your wallet? And what people are doing in most parts, Louis, you and I have discussed before, this isn't something they've had to wait for. Some of them have been experiencing these gains every month since the tax bill was passed.
No, that's absolutely right, but of course, sometimes even those of us who are daily employed forget, and if you don't get as large a tax refund on April 15th as you got the year before, you may forget that in the interim, your tax withholding has been cut.
So exactly.
We've got to tell that story, and I think we can do that, but we've got to get it on social media. We've got to get it on podcasts. We've got to get the young people talking about it as well.
Well, you know, the young people are enjoying the benefits, no doubt. I mean, we've got more jobs than employees available, number one. Number two, of course, people are making on average more per hour than they were making before. So this is 3 years, not quite 3 years, under this new administration versus the previous 8 years when it was doldrums and it was handouts by big government at the people's expense, doubled the amount of debt that the country had, and, you know, for what cause? I mean, it worked against the very spirit of the citizens of this great country of ours. Now you take the heavy boot of regulation off their throats, and boy, I'll tell you, the happiness ratio has gone up exponentially across the country.
Yes, but the other part of the lying press, national press, has been that when you cut taxes, you reduce federal revenues, and that's why we're having deficits. That is dead wrong. What we have is the Laffer curve proving out, and that is as you reduce tax rates, economic activity increases, investment increases, etc., and the size of the economy grows for the benefit of everyone, but that is not well known. And so, as we say, we got to tell that story effectively.
And the thing is, it's not like you have to hope for some miracle. I mean, this stuff is empirical. It's historical. I mean, time and time again, when this has happened, three times in the most recent government administrations, presidential administrations from JFK to Reagan and now Trump, where this type of economic strategy is employed, the people win. Every time we go for big government and buy into the big government party deals of the Democratic Party, we get creamed and devastated. We come into a malaise, and then you got, you know, presidents like Jimmy Carter, you know, putting people down saying, hey, you got a stinking attitude. It's got a stinking attitude because our stinking government stinks. That's why.
No, you're right. And you know, all of this obscures the fact that during the Obama administration, the size of the national debt doubled, and that was the largest increase in any administration since George Washington. So we're trying to recover from that, and we do have to turn our attention now to spending. National spending is out of control. The Senate is facing a debt limit increase vote very shortly, and they're trying to get it done before the August recess. But to do it, we must bring federal spending, and especially social spending, down. We've kept national defense spending on a pretty solid basis consistently. It is a runaway federal social spending that we must now address.
Well, and this is, I believe, critical because the president, if you remember, when he signed the big bill here, what, a year ago, said never again. Let's see if he meant it, because he was put over a barrel, thank you very much, even by his own party. But, you know, clearly conservatives want us to reel in this spending. We've got to be responsible about it. And I think that if spending is tied to growth, then maybe it might change some attitudes in this country, especially from the Democrats that keep wanting to come up with policies that'll stifle growth. And if they realize, hey, if you stifle growth, you're not going to get the plans that you you're fighting for. Does that make sense?
That's absolutely right. And recently, the Cato Institute in Washington has reviewed more than 1,300 federal programs that feed money to the states and local governments, including job training programs for which there is no evidence that they provide any benefit to the recipient of the services and to the country. We have to start right there and begin to dismantle these federal giveaways that are just serving the interests of those who are receiving the contracts, not doing anything for the benefit of the nation.
Well, and this has been something that's been going on for time in memoriam. It's been a long time coming that we look at, you know, and hold these government projects accountable. Lou, are they adding or taking away, or are we just building up another bureaucracy?
That's all we're doing is shifting. I mean, it is clear that some programs are better off move from the federal government, from Washington, to the states and local units of government. But those are a handful.
Yes.
The rest of them are programs that have been generated and developed by special interests that are just destroying the balance in our nation's resources, and we've got to shut them down. We've got to be very direct. We've got to be hard-nosed. And fortunately, Trump is doing a lot of that through simple government deregulation, and we have to follow that with government deprogramming.
Exactly, and I like the way you say that, government deprogramming. That's government deprogramming as a program unto its own, and certainly for those that have been conditioned to become dependent on the government, because what this has done along the way, and I've been shouting, you know, from the loft on this one, Lou, and that is that we're mediocritizing our workforce here. We've got to call it right there, Lou. It's time to say goodbye. But again, we thank you. We appreciate your time. Lou Euler, founder, president of the National Tax Limitation Committee. Lou, where can they go for more information?
To limittaxes.org, and we can work together to bring down federal.
Are you making payments on high-interest credit cards and your mortgage, but feel like you aren't making a dent? If you're like most homeowners, you're getting a ton of calls to refi, but no one can help you save money, right? You're in luck. Our friends at Network Capital help their clients save on their debt payments an average of $528 a month. That's right. Refi those debts and you could save an average of $528 a month. That's over $6,300 a year, which could also improve your FICO scores. Call 800-700-8068 now. Network Capital Funding Corporation is a direct lender and their process is fast, simple, and secure. We urge you to call our friends at Network Capital now. 800-700-8068. Can you imagine what you could do with an extra $528 a month? Give them a call right now. 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law Number 603D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436.
800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-536-4436.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. We've got lots to talk about with the senior editor at The Stream. Rachel Alexander joins us, a political columnist and founder and editor of The Intellectual Conservative. She's also a contributor to townhall.com. Rachel, good to have you with us. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Well, Rachel, I got to talk to you. I mean, we were going to talk about the Betsy Ross flag, how this is seemed to have caused problems for America, a flag that's been around forever, been an iconic figure, you know, for all that America stands for. Suddenly it's a problem. Suddenly it almost seems like anything that's red, white, and blue is a problem for and I want to underline this to make sure people understand, a small percentage, but a loud percentage of Americans these days.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. You know, we're seeing this Colin Kaepernick, you know, convinced Nike not to issue a tennis shoe that has this the Betsy Ross flag on it because he associates it with slavery, which is ridiculous if you would use a standard like that, because there are so many things that you could associate with the slavery era that have nothing to do with slavery.
Exactly.
That's like not having anything to do with slavery. You know, that was about the revolution. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, to get rid of these, you know, patriotic symbols because, you know, one guy, you know, and maybe some white supremacists might associate it with something negative, you know, you're getting rid of so many things in our history.
Well, and that's the dangerous part, is you start eliminating parts of our history. At what expense? I mean, if you consider nations and empires before America, that's what they did. They started eliminating these icons of their history, things that caused them to remember, monuments, memorials that were important, that helped define the culture, to help remind the culture of where it was, and conversely, what it had become.
Yeah, you know, and look how far it could go. You know, the white supremacists, the KKK, likes to use crosses to mm-hmm. burn them. So does that mean we're going to have to dismantle all of Arlington National Cemetery, where you've got little white crosses on every grave?
Exactly.
No, it's been absurd. But the overall, I guess maybe the underlying sentiment of all this that comes into focus and, of course, created a lot of current controversy right now has to do with American patriotism on how people look at this country. And for some reason, in the name of the First Amendment, it seems that, you know, there's no longer a respect for the red, white, and blue. That, you know, people can say whatever they want, and God forbid you say anything back, because if you do, then you're a racist, right?
Yeah, that's what they're calling us, racist and fascist. And, you know, we're seeing more of these flag burnings by Antifa, and anyone who is wearing, you know, some patriotic colors risks being, you know, subject to violence by these people.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the thing that's interesting, I mean, you and I, we craft in words, and words have meaning. And when you hear congresswomen speaking in the manner in which they speak, I mean, their language is racist, but they don't see it because they're only focusing on their own personal lens. But, you know, God forbid that we would make any announcement to say, hey, look, you're being racist, you know, by making the statements that you make and bringing up, you know, women of color. Why is it women of color? Why isn't it just women?
Yeah, they want to put everybody into identity group politics. That's what the left's trying to do, and they want to treat us separately and not as, you know, equal, as all equal individuals. And it's a dangerous, you know, route once you go down that, because you start putting people in order, in hierarchies. And, you know, white men are always going to be at the bottom in their system. And, you know, and you've got all these other special interest groups competing, you know, which one gets the most attention, which one gets the most benefits.
Exactly.
They end up fighting with each other.
Well, and that's what they started to do. And Trump took a bullet for Nancy Pelosi in saying that, he, you know, she's not racist. I don't think she's racist anymore than Donald Trump's racist. But they're now, you know, the language is flying about accusations, and what the left uses and throws the race card out there. And, of course, we've seen this happen for decades now. It is a form of weaponization to invalidate your speech because you're not welcome to the conversation.
Yeah, you're not allowed to have an opinion if you're a white male because, you know, you wouldn't understand, you know, and so anything you say is probably going to be perceived as racist. And I just find it interesting how you now have these, you know, young congresswomen in office who are calling Pelosi and Biden racist. I mean,
right.
The Democrat Party is really imploding.
They really are. And the thing is, you know, you look at them, but also you listen to what even Joe Biden is saying on the campaign trail. He's desperate. It's almost like, oh, my, you guys need to really call time out on yourselves. And Nancy Pelosi, you know, just saying that President Trump's only interested in making America white again. It's never been white. What is she talking about?
Yeah, they're trying to compete with, a, you know, far left young women congressmen for calling other people racist. And
right.
it's just this vicious cycle. It's not going to go anywhere, you know. And, yeah, make America white again. America has been a diverse country, you know, for years and years now. And we've got all kinds of nationalities since the beginning of the country.
Exactly. That's why I'm just saying it's so ludicrous. I mean, you might give a pass to some young people, you know, even though you got to, and I understand this is what Rand Paul and this is what the minority leader in the House, Kevin McCarthy, has addressed, and that is that, look, if you're going to be an elected official, it comes with responsibility. And some civility and restraint. You can't be running around so recklessly, you know, for lots of reasons. And, you know, right now, as you say, the Democratic Party seems to be imploding on itself. And, you know, we're watching this, but meanwhile, like any other implosion, always there are unintended consequences, and there's going to be some collateral damage as a result of it. That's what concerns me, Rachel.
Yeah, I mean, we're seeing it in the form of this escalating violence and, you know, this encouraging of violence on the Democratic side. It's just going to get worse, I predict it. The only good thing is I think it's going to help Donald Trump win re-election because the Democratic Party is in such a disarray fighting against each other. There's a lot of normal Democrats that are like, you know, we're fed up, we've had enough, we don't want to be this fractured party of identity politics. And so I think we're going to see a lot of people turn to Trump.
Well, how do they compete with someone that has been, you know, resisted at every angle. You've had these ridiculous witch hunt Mueller investigations, special counsel investigations that have taken place. They've done everything they can to have blocked any kind of effort that the president would want to do on behalf of the American people. But in spite of all that, we have a 3.2 GDP economy that is absolutely robust, low unemployment in every sector, women, blacks, Hispanics, go right on down the line. I mean, it's one victory after another. Stock market at record levels right now, even as we're talking, Rachel. I mean, how do you come up against that? And I think that's why President Trump said, with all these wins that you're having, how do you fire the guy who's bringing you to the dance?
Yeah, and especially considering, since he's under siege, he's accomplished a lot of too.
Exactly.
You know, he just pulled off these illegal immigrant raids over the weekend, like he said he was going to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, and speaking of the illegal immigrants, you also wrote an article that I wanted to address with you, and that is, why is it? Why do Democrats want illegal immigrants counted in the 2020 census?
Yeah, I mean, what's going on there is the more people that are counted in your state, the more electoral votes you get, and you also get more members of Congress. And so with the way our electoral system is, there's certain states that are going to, you know, tip the balance of the elections. And so in these states that are the swing states, they want more illegal immigrants. And, you know, you'll see it, for example, in California. Mm-hmm. California, you know, would be a big prize to win. And the more electoral votes you get, the more likely the race is going to tip to the Democrats.
Yeah. And how many more representatives do they get in the House? I think already it's estimated somewhere like 4 or 5, maybe 6 that they've got right now.
No, they've got a ton. So it's just, it really is an argument why we need to change the Electoral College system and go to a national popular vote, because the Democrats are just going to try to get more illegal immigrants voting to get more electoral votes in all these swing states.
I thought it was quite interesting that their argument, they went along with, you know, the SCOTUS decision, that, you know, it had to do with reapportionments and, you know, this sort of thing. And of course, this happens, whether it's Democrat or Republican. Here you've got in California, I mean, that's the big project for the former Attorney General, Eric Holder, is it not?
Yes. It's pretty despicable, you know, what's been going on there. And I will say this, even if California isn't a swing state, if you can just get more electoral votes, that can counteract losing some of these swing states.
Mm-hmm.
So their plan is genius to get more electoral votes.
Exactly. Well, you know, it has been manipulation, and I thought it was quite interesting, again, SCOTUS' decision. It was almost like, okay, we're taking a snapshot of where it sits right now and what an advisor counseled the president and the administration about, and they said, well, wait a minute, that's a foul. Well, wait a minute, I don't understand why that's a foul. I think that's just the way politics is played, is that you're looking to say, okay, you know, we want to try to, in a sense, even though it looks like on the surface at a snapshot that it was like Republicans were taking advantage, well, I looked at it and said, no, I think what the Republicans were doing was leveling the playing field, because the Democrats had done things to manipulate the playing field and put it in their advantage. And now this puts it back in the Republicans' advantage. But I guess you can only go one way. You can't go both ways with this.
So, yeah, the Democrats are total hypocrites. You know, they're fine with all this redistricting and, you know, proportionate, as long as it benefits them. But, you know, if it benefits the Republicans, then, oh, my gosh, it must be unconstitutional. We need to go fight it.
Exactly. Well, Rachel, always a privilege. Thank you so much. Appreciate the time.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount
amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla.